try to handle a little bit the sugya of Boyer, the gather of the Malachim, and the Ikar Nekudas which come after the sugya. The Mishnah says, on the Fayin Gimel Amar Aleph, Moine the Arboy Malachim, amongst them, Habor Rafikon Amarakir Valosh. Boyer is one of the Lamatas Malachim, as a matter of fact, the Gemara says, even though Merakid and Zure are similar, nevertheless they're all Nimne as Oveis Malachis and Mechur Ha'oitzig Shloshtan Behela Machash and Mechai three Chatoris. What's the Shir from Alechas Boyer? Says the Rambam in Perek Ches Halachi Yud Aleph Hazure Ha'yaberke Gergeret Chayef the Chiv is Kergeret the Mechavitz told us Boyer Weiter, the Rambam goes on. Betzim the Bukhar is the Tesefto, brought down Yud Aleph and Gimel. Havur v'asech l'miraki v'alash v'oikul l'achila kigregeret. The Chiyuv is kigregeret. On Bershtein Yishlam and Tesefto and the Rambam says Minchas Chinuch, well, a gregeret of what? What's the Chiyuv of Briru? The Chiyuv to be mevar a gregeret. What does that mean? Says the Minchas Chinuch, what's the possibility? Quoted the Minchas Chinuch, is it that you have to be mevar a gregeret of food? The Hainu, that after you take out the platelets, you left with a gregarious of food, which you're now able to eat. Or no, you're allowed to be mitzaref the shear of the platelets and the achila together. The platelets and the oichel, if you have a gregarious biyachar of a half a gregarious of oichel mixed together with half a gregarious of platelets, as long as you're mavar and you're mafrid, the platelets and the oichel, then you're going to be chayek, because at the end of the day, you're mavar biyachar, mitzaref platelets and oichel, you're mavar gregarious. The Minchas Chinuch only clears two tzadim. L'chor we can clear a third tzad, like some doylum cleared. L'chor there's a third tzad, and that tzad is maybe you have to be mevar a gregeris of psoilis. If the melacha is being mafresh and being mevar the psoilis and the oichel, then maybe to be chayiv mechuyiv al smelach of burr, you have to mevar a gregeris of psoilis. Mafresh is how much oichel you have l'maisa. At the end of the day, you have to be mevar a psoilis. And the truth is that the Pirish Kadman, which is usually in the back of the Rambam, Franco Rambam. For this chiluk, it's not actually on Perikhet Halach Yudalit of the Rambam that says a Meshamer Yain Hashemer Imayim V'chein Shar Mashkin B'Meshamer Shalain Chayiv Hu Shishamer Ki Gregeret. You have to be Meshamer Ki Gregeret. Says the Pirish Kadmon. What does that mean? L'chur the diuk is that we're handling a liquid over here. It doesn't pass the Gregeret of a liquid. Zokter Nechanami Shishamer Ki Gregeret means that you take a Gregeret of Shmarim out from the Yain. The chiyuv is taking the psoilus out. The shir is to take the psoilus out. For some reason, the Minchas Chinuch doesn't clear that tzad b'chlal, and he only handles whether or not it's a shir of the psoilus and the oichel together, or maybe just the oichel. L'maiso, says Minchas Chinuch, over there at the end of Zer, in Moisach HaShabbos, at the end of Zer, he handles Minchas Chinuch in the Malach of Shabbos. He handles all the Lamatas Malachis. So he handles this Shaila in a few different places. One at the end of Zer, one at the end of Ur. And he says that Mistaver, that you need a Shir of Achila. You should need a Kizai of Gregeris of Oichel left over after you Mavar the Pseilis. Why? Zokter, Kivan Shetachlis Mubukoshe Liver Ha'oichel. Since the Tachlis, what's he trying to do? What's the Malachis Ur? It's to be Mavar the Oichel. To take away the Pseilis, they should have Oichel left over. Ebazeh is up there that the chiyuv is as the birur ha'oichel, but mainly you need a gregeris of oichel which is left over. And you can't be mitzaref the psoilus together with oichel. They're more already on the bottom of the Minchas Chinuch. The lechor Yishalmi state fakert. Lama. Zok to Yishalmi, it's the Yishalmi, the beginning of the Yishalmi that's brought down on the Rach over here. Says Yishalmi, interesting zach. Says Yishalmi, ha'yoyishim agave kri ubir tzveris kol ayim, enim is chayim. Somebody that's sitting on top of a huge pile, a huge silo of chitin with psoilus, and he's mavar the entire day from the beginning of Shabbos to the end of Shabbos. So he's not chayiv. However, not to say chiyodoi, if you gregeret or bir chayiv, if you take a gregeret of chitin and psoilus in your hand and you're mavar, then chayiv. Says the carbonate, then what's the nafkamina? It's up there because when you're in the first case where you have an entire silo of grain mixed together with psoilus, there you can be mavar the entire day, but kokama that at the end of the day, loy hoyol beruroi, that he didn't two-wife anything with his beer, because at the end of the day he still has a mixture of psoilus, the teravis of psoilus and echel together, every day you're not going to be chayiv. Mashenki, when you have a gregeris biyodei, if you take a gregeris of psoilus and echel biyodei, and you're mavar the psoilus from the echel, then hoyol berurei. With his maisa brero, he was Mesakin the oichel that he has in his hand, and really is chayiv, even if the shear is only gegeris. Kumtari, heard the pashtus is that all he took in his hand was a gegeris of pselos and oichel together. And even so, you're chayiv by being mevar the pselos and the oichel. Kumtari is not like the minchaskinach lecher. Minchaskinach sign is that you have to have a shear of a gegeris of oichel left over after the pselos. And the Yerushalmi lecher is mevur that even with a gegeris of oichel and pselos together, the very fact that you're mevar the pselos and the oichel, and together you have a shear of a gregaris, that's enough to be mechayim. In Vaz Gita Machlekes, what's the Nekudas HaMachlekes? L'chura is telling in what the gather of the Melech HaBer is b'chlal. What's the Mahus Melech HaBer? R'matayim, from the Elam Saw, the Baal Ma'or is beginning Perek Ha'erik. He's Ma'or, that L'chura we know that B'chol Masech HaShabbat, we have Machlekes in Yehuda and Rishim. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you have malacha shein etzrich legufa, you do malacha, but not for the gufa malacha. Like the case of the Gemara says, choyfer guma ve'insarach alafara. When somebody digs a bore in his field, if it's in his field, it's chayv al tzchirish. If it's in his house, it's chayv al tzbeine. Let's say that means the hole itself is a charisha. The hole itself, that's the malacha. The hole itself is the binyan that you're chayv for. Let's say you're beine a binyan, behind your chirish, the bar, you create a bar, but choyfer guma ve'insarach alafara. You don't need the guma itself. All you need is the dirt. As far as you're concerned, it could be that the pit itself will collapse into itself as soon as you take out the dirt. Machnas Tais, you're trying to get to the dirt. Choyfer guma ve'insarach alafara. So malacha shein etzrich legufa. You don't need the gufa malacha. The gufa malacha is chrisha, the gufa malacha is binyan. Here you don't need the gufa malacha. You need the offer which is coming out of the bar. What's the halacha? Yehuda says, a malacha she'ina tzricha legufa shem malacha is chayv midaraisa. And Rav Shimon says, no, a malacha she'ina tzricha legufa shem malacha is potter midaraisa, it's only also midarabanan. Roy Rishain passes like Rav Shimon, except for the Rambam, Shita Yechidoa Pashtas, Pashtans who passes like Rav Yehuda. But Roy Rishain seems to pass in like Rav Shimon that a malacha she'ina tzricha legufa is not chayv midaraisa on Shabbat. Eba Zeh, fact the Baal Amar, the chura, every burr, every zera is a malacha shein etzrich legufa. Why? What's the malacha? Malacha is birr pselus midechaychol. Now you don't need the pselus. The maisa brera of pselus midechaychol is the maisa malacha. Eba zeh, you're taking out pselus and you don't need the pselus. So it's a malacha shein etzrich legufa. Zakter. Eba zeh, how could it be chayv if you're Rav Shimon? Says the Baal Amar in a Chanami. You're right. It's a malacha shein etzrich legufa. Why? Because the ikur malacha of zer and bur is the chiyas hamoitz v'atzeres. The chiyas hamoitz by zer and chiyas atzeres by bur. That is the ikur malacha. Because common that the Torah was mechayiv you zer and bur, and the ikur malacha is malachim yisrael gufa, then you're chayiv. Agam that it's malachim yisrael gufa. Even if Shimon's going to be maskim that if the mohus of the malacha is malachim yisrael gufa, and even so the Torah is mechayiv you, then zikr is mechayiv, and not malachim yisrael gufa. The more dover doim elachera, like we saw in daf kufav manaf, which is really where the Baal Amar is. Kufav manaf, the more it says, kol mekatlam p'turin, chutz mechayiv elamavir. Any mekalkal is potter except for chayv l'mavir. You have 37 out of 39 malachas that are potter because they're mekalkal. Every malach has to be a tikkun. I chayv l'mavir. Somebody makes a chaval in somebody. Somebody burns something. First, a glata kilkol. There's no tikkun there b'chlal. How can you be mechayiv? But if the Torah was mechayiv you by chayv, and the Torah was mechayiv you by mavir, then hagam that it's a kilkol, the Torah is being mechayiv you. Vice versa, that the Torah's hamalacha is that alaf that it's a kilkol, nevertheless the Torah is going to be mechayiv you. So to over here, even though it's malach shenitzich legufa, it's not that you have the yichilus to have a malach shenitzich legufa, and in the case of malach shenitzich legufa, we're going to mechayiv you also. No, that's malach shenitzich legufa. Here, the whole malach is dafkin and oif and a malach shenitzich legufa. You have to take the pselus. That's the mahus of the malach. Memela, you're going to be chayiv. Afilu Reb Shimon, hagam that's malach shenitzich legufa. L'chur l'fida Baal Amar, kum tois, like this pirush kadmon that we saw memitzayim shan in the Rambam. The mahus of the malacha is the brayers apsoilis, the chiyas hamoitz, the chiyas atzeres. Eva zeh, l'chur the malacha, you're only going to be mechuyiv if you're mevara, gregeris, apsoilis. The fact that you have a gregeris of oichel which is left over, that's not going to be mechayiv. Moreover, l'chur, you have also not like Yerushalmi. Even if you weren't mevara the entire tree, even though you were mevara the entire basket of food, kokama that you're mevara apsoilis of the mitzvah of the mitzvah oichel, l'chur that's already enough to be mechayiv. Yishlayin, v'derachagav, what's going to be? Is there ever going to be a tzad that you're going to be mechuyiv oichem tech pselis if you don't Baal Amar? Ken zayin in echanami, ken zayin holds you're not going to be chayiv ever oichem tech pselis. Lav derech berin, ken zayin. Well, the chur of the tzuris ha-malach lefi the Baal Amar is dafka pselis in the choychol, and merely going to be chayiv dafka if you have mevar a gregeris of pselis, and even if you have left over, you weren't mesakin against, and nevertheless you're going to be mechuyiv. The Balmor is Tamua. You're right that in Echanami the Maisa Malacha is the Breiras Pseilus Mitecha Oichel. But L'chura, the Kavana of the Malacha is to be Mesachin Oichel. You're being Mesachin, Ayidei the Breir, you're being Mesachin Oichel. That's Zichr the Kavana, that's Zichr the Tzuran, that's Zichr the Tachas of the Malacha. Eivazei, L'chura, it's not Shaykh to say that the Malacha is Tzrich L'gufo, because Tzrich L'gufo for the Tikkun of the Oichel. L'chura, he needs the Tikkun of the Asaras of Pseilus, and that is Tzrich L'gufo. The MS, the Ramban and Kufal Menalef, the Chedush Ramban and Kufal Menalef, he's Taka Chedus. He says, he's going by Mila over there, and he says, Mila Vade Melocha Tzrich Legufahi. Shutzor Shie Adam Zamo. You're right, I don't need the Orlo. Cutting off the Orlo, I don't need the Orlo. But I need that the mensch should be Gemah. That's the ticket in the mensch. Memel, that's a Melocha Tzrich Legufa. Oma Dreamelize, I know it'll see partner Vikli Vichain Tzvamri. Shuchai, which told the Gezes. Somebody that cuts his nails, somebody that shaves his, trims his mustache. He doesn't need the pieces of hair that comes off, and he doesn't need his fingernails. Nevertheless, he's Chayek, told us the Gezus. Why is Malacha Tzrich L'Gufa Nikrit? Why is Malacha Tzrich L'Gufa? Because you need the Yipui of the Mensch. You need that the Mensch should look nicer. You need that the person should look nicer, and are they trimming his mustache and cutting his nails, then he looks nicer. That's the Malacha Tzrich L'Gufa. V'chein Hazerah V'Haberer. Look to the Zalbazach. It's the tikkun, the Pashat Mashmoyit is, it's the tikkun of the mensch. The tikkun of the mensch is the ikur malacha, and mamela, you're going to be chayiv, even though that's going to be considered a malacha, and you're going to be chayiv a filu ledatim shim. Now, lechura kumtais, that's like the tzad that we're tining, that it's a malacha, the tikkun of the oichel is the malacha, and kiloshen aminchas chinuch. That is tachas mivukoshay. The mele lechura la halacha is going to come out that you're only going to be mechuyev if you're mavar a pseilus of oichel. If you have left over after you took the pseilus away, you have a pseilus of oichel, and the lechura is going to come out like the shemay also. The kolkama that you weren't mesakin the entire kri, then you're not going to be mechuyev. The ikur chiyuv is the tikkun of the meichel. Kolkama that you weren't mesakin it, and then you're not going to be mechuyev. If you have a huge basket and you're mesakin the first half, and you can eat that, so you're going to be mechuyev even though you were mesakin the rest. Because for all intents and purposes, you were mesakin in Gansen. This chilek, you're mesakin in Gansen. But kokama that you still have a tarivit, you have things floating, we'll see whether or not you should have, even by liquids and solids together. But if you have a bunch of things floating on the top of a huge pot, and you took out 30 of them, it's a whole gregarious, and you still have a bunch of psalos on the top, then you haven't been mesakin even a chilek of it, because you can't eat it, as is. But mainly, you wouldn't be mechuyev, according to the Ramban, lechura, because you weren't mesakin the rechel. What's going to be if I want to take the I want to use the pseilus? I want to be mevar the pseilus because I want to use the pseilus. I have a whole bowl of rice. Inside the rice, I have little pebbles, and I want to take out the pebbles because I want to play hopscotch. Mamela, I want to use the pebbles. I want to use the pseilus. The breira is for the pseilus. It's going to be malach shenitzik legufa, and in echnami you're not going to be mechuyev. Come to us that the only time they're going to be mechuyev is dafka if the pseilus is taken out. For the tikkun of leichel, if that's the whole host of lachos, then if you take the pseilus or something else, lechur you weren't able. Fina Ramban, fina Balamor, that's the ikur malacha. The ikur malacha is taking out the pseilus. But according to Ramban, it's going to come out lechur a kula. They call common that I don't need the pseilus, and I'm not going to be mechuyev. Not only that, lechur, if you have oichel mitoich oichel, we saw the rat hole, then even by shnei min yoichel, the shayach tabriro, the min that you don't want to eat, that's the pseilus. The oichel mitoich pseilus is when the min that you want to eat from the min that you don't want to eat. Eivazeh, l'chura, kokama that you take the min that you don't want to eat, which should be done as a pseilus, l'chura, according to the Ramban, it should be considered a malacha shenitzich l'gufa. I don't need that pseilus that I'm eating now. I'm not taking it out, and I'm not misakin. L'chura, because it was already misukin beforehand. It wasn't be'etzem. You're right that we done it as pseilus, but is it possible to say that it's not misukin? Is it possible to say that it's mekukul? It's a mekukul. We done it as pseilus, but is it possible to say that I shaft a tikkun? To be mandish the shay a little bit more. The prima gadim ask Claire's the first prima gadim in Eish Lavrom in Shinut Tes. He says, what's going to be la'alach la'mayis v'pasmal terach? Frakter, what's going to be if b'di'eved you're mavar on Shabbos? Somebody is mavar pseilus mitecheichel on Shabbos or oichel mitecheichel on Shabbos. What's la'alach? B'di'eved, do we ask for the food or not? We cannot eat ask the food. We know by Bishul. Somebody's mavash on Shabbos. Is also din on Shabbos. What's the story by Bar? The Zokter Ken Zayin, by Bur, you're also going to be Aser. Why? Because also by Bur, you tudaif something, just like by Bishul, it was raw, and now you tudaif, the Hani Maitha, that you're able to now, it's cooked, you're able to eat it. and therefore we see that your ma'isa malacha tudayt, and we ask that ma'isa malacha on Shabbos is a knas. You shouldn't come to do it on Shabbos. And Vazei by Pseilos also, Pseilos Mitei Chaychol, says the Prima Gadim, you tudayt with your ma'isa by taking out the Pseilos from the Eichol, you tudayt with the ma'isa because you weren't able to eat the Eichol beforehand, and therefore you mamash made a tikkun. You mamash made a tikkun. Up there, Pasha says it's going to be also with the Yevet on Shabbos. Claire, there. What's going to be Eichol Mitei Chaychol? Eichol Mitei Chaychol. We also pass in also midaraisa chiv skilo. Somebody takes the chilek that he doesn't want from the chilek that he does want. Then you chayiv midaraisa altsbrir according to the Rashi. That's why we pass the malach on ma'isa. Fact there. What's b'di'evid? B'di'evid, is it aser or not? So the chur is shver to say over here hani ma'isa. You could have eaten the entire thing. You're right. We done it as psoilis. But is it considered a tikkun? It's not considered a tikkun. I could have eaten them all. It doesn't have to be be'etzem something which I don't like. It could be something which I do like. I have red jelly beans and yellow jelly beans. And red jelly beans I like much more, so I want to save them for my Shabbos party in 5 hours. So therefore, I want to take them out and leave them for later on. L'chor, that's b'rirus, b'tzeilus, b'tzeilus, according to the Rach. In that case, you weren't masakin anything. I could have eaten all the jelly beans together. I like red jelly beans. It's not a b'tzeilus, b'chlal. I don't want to eat it now. But melech, it would be a problem of b'rir. I want to eat it tomorrow, whenever it is. We'll see exactly when you have to be b'rir. When you eat tomorrow. Ebazei, l'chorra, you weren't really misakin. Yesh la'ayin, whether or not it passes to say, by oichol mitoich oichol, if you took the oichol, that l'chorra, either way, really, whether you took the oichol, whether you took the pseilus, l'chorra, either way, you haven't really been misakin, l'chorra shouldn't pass the malach. However, if you look at the Ramban behemshech, the Ramban in Zafkavov behemshech, he says, he's mitayin again to what he said before him, and he says, k'far dimisi zeh l'goizuz v'neitol tarvitzi parno. He said, Mila is like, Gerizu Zerayt, it's a point of, Neitel Tarvitz, it's a point of, the Bein L'Sakin Gufoy, Ulayapay Tatsmoy, Ubein L'Serach Hasar Vagiza, Kulon Melechas Atricha L'Gufi, Nesha Kol Dover Echad, Vanatili Hiatma Melecha. Look, they're not like we thought before. We thought before that when you, let's say somebody cuts his nails, and he wants his fingernails, the Chor should be Melechas Atricha L'Gufa. He doesn't want that. The person was lifted already. We're not trying to be Miyap the Guf. We're just trying to take off the fingernails because we want to sell them to somebody. Is that a malacha tzrich l'guf or not? L'chor the pashta says you're not being miyaf of the guf. Then in a chanami, l'chor the ramban you wouldn't be chayiv. Like the ramban hemshich, no. Sai v'sai. Whether it's liyapos haguf, or whether it is for the tzipornayim, or whether it's for the tzaris, whether you need the tikkun of the guf that you're taking it off, or you need the thing that you're taking off, either way you're going to be mechayiv. It's going to be malacha tzrich l'guf. Why? Zok there hanetila hiatma hamalacha. The ikur malacha of ber is the netila. It's the hafrada. The hafrada of one min from the other min. That is the malacha. L'chorra, that being the case, it's not going to make a difference what you take out, whether or not you take pseilus and take oichol l'chorra, or you take oichol and take pseilus. Either way, sai misai, l'chorra, you're going to be mechuyiv al brera. That's what the Ramban says in the head. Tosfos says that the brera depends on how much oichol and how much pseilus you have. If you have more pseilus than oichol, then brera, derech brera, is to take the oichol. And if you have more oichol than pseilus, then derech brera is to take the pseilus. Gevensas, says the Tosfos. Says the Ramban, no. Einem istaver. You're never allowed to take pseilus on Shabbos. You're never allowed to take pseilus. He says, and the truth is that Saab says the Eichel and Say Eichel Tefselis is Aser. Both of them are Maisa Brera. However, if you do Eichel Mitefselis Miyad, then we're going to matter it because we're going to done that as Maisa Achilu. Then we look at it as Maisa Achilu. When you take Tefselis Miyad, we can't done that as Maisa Achilu. You can't eat that which you're Mavar. Mamela, we don't done it as Maisa Achilu. However, when you take Eichel Mitefselis, we can done that as Maisa Achilu, and then Mamela you're going to be Mechuyiv. The Maimar Musgur Yishlayan, what's going to be Lefid Ramban if you take the Pseilis Mitecha Oichel and you want to eat the Pseilis? What's such a case? That's the case of Turmasin. On the Henshel Gemara. The Gemara says that Turmasin, Chizkiya says, Haber Turmasin Mitecha Oichel Shalayan, Chayiv. The Gemara says, why? Because you're taking the Pseilis and the Oichel. Very good that you're taking the Pseilis and the Oichel, but you want to eat the Pseilis. If you want to eat the Pseilis, then the Pseilis now turns into a Maisa Achila, the Chirich Shabimotu. But Maimar Musgur. L'chura. L'fidith. It's very gishmak, the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that if a person takes, this is the third tzad that we said. The Yerushalmi says that if you take a gregeret of Eichel and Pseilus together, and you're mavaret, and you don't have, at the end of the day, you have a chati gregeret of Eichel and a chati gregeret of Pseilus, says the Yerushalmi that you're chayiv. You don't have a gregeret of Pseilus, like the Balamor says you need, and you don't have a gregeris of oichol, like the Minchas Chinuch says you need, and a chanami. You see the Ramban. That's not the most of malacha. The gather malacha is the hafrada, is the beer of two minim, one from the next. That's the malacha's beer. Kumtoi said, we have a machloikis in the Geder Melechus Ber. What is the Geder Melechus Ber? Zokta Baal Amar, the Geder Melechus Ber is taking away the pselis, the chiyas of pselis. Says the Minchas Chinuch, no, the Geder Melacha is the tikkun of the oichel. And the Ramban says, no, the Geder of the Melacha is, and that's the Chayr Mashma from Yerushalmi by the Gregarious. The Geder Melacha is the afrod of the two things. It's not specifically being misak and the oichel. It's separating the oichel from the pselis. It's separating the two minim, one from the next. And the nafkamin is going to be, what's the shir? According to the Baal Amar, the shir is going to be, you need a gregarious of pselis. According to the Minchas Chinuch, you need a gregarious of oichel. And according to the Ramban, as long as you have a gregarious being from oichel, being from pselis together, then you're going to be mechuyev. The Gemara starts off, Itma, Tan Rabban, Hoyu lefanav mini oichlin, bor v'oichel bor miniach. Lo yivir, v'imbir chayev chatas. Says Rashi, lo yivir sin in shnei. We're not going to shnei mini oichlin. The shayla is, what's he coming lafuki? What's the difference between mini oichlin or shnei mini oichlin? So the chur, the pashtas is, he's coming lafuki from Tesis. Tesis medayik from shnei mini oichlin. That even when you have two mini oichlin, you don't have emes apsoilis. You have two mini oichlin. Nevertheless, you're going to be mechuyev when you take the food that you don't want from the food that you do want, you're going to be mechuyev out b'riras apsoilis b'teich oichlin. L'chorro, it's a great chiddush. Where did you get it from, b'chalal, that such a thing should be considered apsoilis? In the Mishkan, all we had was emes apsoilis. We had tririris, we had moit, like Lashon of the Baal Amar, we had emes apsoilis, and taking away emes apsoilis from oichlin, that's a melechus b'rir. Mehecha teisi to say that something which be'etzem is totally edible, and fakir, it could be that I even like it even more, but chokama that I don't want to eat it right now, all of a sudden it's going to get a shem seilis. Mehecha teisi that that's going to be considered a din of oichlin teif seilis. Mehecha kenzain Rashi is balafuke. Rashi holds that we're not gerus, shnei mini oichlin. And in a chanami, you don't have a melechus b'rir when it's oichlin teif oichlin. The only shayla is, the rachmin zarai from the Yerushalmi. Chor the Yerushalmi is beforeish that it's shaykh breiris oichel mitech oichel. What does Yerushalmi say? Tesis brings it down. Interestingly enough, Tesis stops in the middle. V'chein mashma Yerushalmi, the gar tabur oichlin mitech oichlin. Also he says v'chein mashma Yerushalmi. So it's not before. V'chein mashma Yerushalmi. V'chein mashma Yerushalmi, the gar tabur oichlin mitech oichlin, chizki omar v'chul. Tesis cuts it off in the middle. If you look at the Rach brings down the whole lashon. Chizki omar chayiv. V'chein omar poter. No one, there's no machlekes by pselis and teichoichel whether or not you're chayiv. It's only by oichel miteichoichel. There's a machlekes on meroyim ken zayin in the chanam. It really to be mechadish. That by oichel miteichoichel it's shaykh to have a maisa brero. Chizki says in the chanam it's shaykh to have a maisa brero. Rabbi Yechon says it's not shaykh to have a maisa brero. Now, interestingly enough, it's not mefurish bechlal the pirish of the rach. The rach tain is that the reason why there's a problem of brero over here is because you have pselis, the food that you don't like, it has a din of pselis. And therefore you're not allowed to take pselis from the oichel. But the oichel from the pselis, you're allowed to take. The Yerushalmi never said that. The Yerushalmi says, "Bur oichel mitech oichel, oichlin mitech oichlin." Mashmoit is that whichever one you take, it's not a problem. And whichever one you take, if it's for lachas, man, it's going to be a problem. And whichever one you take, if it's for miyad, then the chanami is not going to be a problem. And the truth is, the Rambam lechur says that lehedyo. Mashmoit of the Rambam is, oishal you lefanav shnei mini oichlin ubir min mimin. Your beer min mimin acher. So in beer biyadeh lech l'alter mutter. As opposed, if you beer for lach man, then it's going to be alter. Beer min mimin for l'alter is mutter. It doesn't say which min. According to rach, it's dafka. You have to dafka take the min that you want to eat. The Rambam never is l'chur masna that has to be the min you want to eat. Either min, l'chur l'alter is going to be mutter, and if you lach man, it's going to be alter. The l'chur, you could ask the kasha, say on the Rach and say on the Rambam. First of all, on the Rach, Mehecha Teisi, to be Mechadish, there's such a thing as a Pseulis by something which is totally edible. And on the Rambam, you can ask Fakert. Mehecha Teisi, there's such a Melechas Burr, just by being Mafresh and Eichel from Eichel, if you have no Pseulis. I understand that. According to the Rach, you need a Pseulis. So there, even an edible food can become a Pseulis. A Chidush. The Rambam says, no, an edible food can become a Pseulis. An edible food is a Eichel. But in Echonami, it's Shaitan Melechas Burr, when you have edible food. What's the Nekudas of Achlik? L'chur, the Nekudas HaMachleik is telling him what we said before in the Geder of the Melechus Ber. The Rambam understood like the Ramban. The Ramban says, what's Melechus Ber? Melechus Ber is like the Rishami says, if you take a Gregaris and you're mafresh between the Pselis and the Eichel of the Gregaris, you mafresh the Pselis and the Eichel, Even if you have a chati grigger to this and chati grigger to that, you still have to be mechuyim. What's the malacha? The malacha is the hafrada of min mimin. The Meila Tain is the Rambam. You could have that by Shnei Mini Eichlan also. Even by Shnei Mini Eichlan, the Shai has to have a Froda of Min Mimin. You don't need Pseilos Mi Eichel. The very fact you're being mafrish the Shnei Minim, that in itself is going to be the Mechuyim. That's what's Mavur in Yerushalmi. That's Mavur in Yerushalmi Eichel Mitei Eichel. That's Mavur in Yerushalmi by Greg Eretz. That's the whole Halacha. However, the Rach, Lachur is very Geshmak. Let's see the Baal Amar. The Baal Amar says that the Mehus of the Malacha is, the Gedr Malacha is, the Dechiyas HaMait and Dechiyas HaPseilis. The only time that you can have Brero, according to the Baal Amar, is if you have Pseilis. If you have no Pseilis, then you don't have Dechiyas HaPseilis. It's not sure I have to have the Melechus Brero B'chal. The Mela says the Rach, Kol Kama that I'm Chayiv of Brero, by Oichel Mitech Oichel, it has to be that I have a Pseilis over here. It has to be that I have a Pseilis over here. It must be that the food that I don't want to eat, that has a Shem Pseilis. That has a Shem Pseilis, the Mela has to have Brero. The only thing which is a little bit nakeshmak is to say that the Rach holds like the Baal Amar. The Baal Amar is the Shita Yechido. I don't know. Le'masinu le'chover b'chol ha'rishenim kimdumani. We don't. There's no one else that holds like the Baal Amar that the that it's a malacha shein yitzrich legufa. That the Breiros Oichlin is the malacha and it's a malacha shein yitzrich legufa. It's a little bit more geshmak to say that the Rach understood that the malacha is like the Minchas Chinuch said, that it's the tikkun, like we thought in the Ramban lechatchila. It's the tikkun of the Oichel. Memela says the Baal Amar, says the Rach, it's not shaykh to have a tikkun kokama that it's not makuku. It's only shaykh to be magdir the malacha as malachas brira as malachas tikkun kokama that it's makuku. If the oichel doesn't have a shem pseilis, then it's not makuku. So it has to be that the oichel has a shem pseilis kokama that is a shem pseilis. It's shaykh by taking out the pseilis that it's a tikkun. Shaykh by being mafresh the pseilis from the oichel that we're magdir the malacha as a malachas tikkun. L'chur l'fi this. We can understand maybe all the rest of the cases that we saw in that Kuf Lama Tesam Rebeis. Kuf Lama Tesam Rebeis, the Mishnah and the Gemara brings down four cases that it's not Shaykh, that L'chur it should be Shaykh Burr, and nevertheless there is no Isser Burr. And the Shaykh is Farvas. Why talk is no Isser Burr? The first case is Neis Nemayim Agabe Yashmar Mishul Shiyatzerlu. You're allowed to put the water through a filter, a Meshameret, that has full of shmarim, to be able to take the water which is sitting in between, the pockets of wine which are sitting in between the shmarim, you want them to become more liquidy, that they should be able to run through and come out. You pour in more water, and the wine becomes thinner, and is able to go through the filter, through the mishamer. The shayla is, why is there no isser of brir there, lachar? The second halacha is, You're allowed to put a beitza to be mafresh the yolk from the white. You're allowed to be mafresh the chelboin from the chelboin by putting it through misanen shochardo. The shaila is, why are you allowed to do that? L'chur, you have the same shaila. Why is not a problem of brir? The third shaila is the Gemara brings down. Turid adam chava shal yain yena vishmorel v'nitzan seicham vishmoreles b'shabbos. You're allowed to. Bein agitois, you're allowed to shake up a barrel of wine, even though it has shmarim inside, and even though you don't want to eat the shmarim, nevertheless, you're allowed to take it, shake it up, that the shmarim and the wine should all mix together, put it into mishameres, and filter the wine from the shmarim. L'chur, that's ein lecha brir gadolizim. And the last shayla we have is the case of Rapapa. Rapapa would pour out, even though he had one barrel, he had shmarim and wine, you were able to pour out the wine from the shmarim. Only when it went all the way to the bottom, you weren't allowed to. But when the wine was on the top, even though you had both shmarim and wine in the barrel, there wasn't a problem to pour out the wine. Why over there was there no problem of brira also? L'chura you also had, whether you saw it or you didn't see it. L'chura there was wine, and there's both wine and seilis inside of the chavis. Why is it mutter to take out the wine? We'll handle each one echor echor. It's really shtayim shtayim. L'chura the first nidoin of putting the water through the mishameres to take out the wine. Now, in a chanami l'chur, we're talking about a case where the water is clear, and therefore there's no problem out the water. You're allowed to use the Brita filter on Shabbos. Those that will drink water from the tap, l'chur is not a problem to use the Brita filter on Shabbos, because you're not chewing gaif anything. Since you're able to drink the water beforehand, we don't reckon that to be considered a ma'isa tikkun, Lashon Rashi, and therefore it's not considered a ma'isa a brira to stick the water through.
The problem is, like Taylor Mitz, very good, the water itself was clear, but as soon as the water goes into the Mishamaris and mixed together with the Shmarim, then it becomes a Tarivis. And at that point, you don't want to drink it. Ebazeh, you're pouring water into a mass of a Brero. You're pouring water into a mass where it's going to be in this Arab with Shmarim, and then it's going to come out. Why is that Mutter? So the truth is that you could tie, no? And the wine they're trying to get at us for sure a problem. Tanya Supreme God, very good. That's what the Achronim is. The wine which is trapped inside, that's for sure a problem. That will have to handle also. But now we're handling just L'chol Pahal, that the Gemara didn't handle for some reason. Even the water though, the water, what's the problem with the water? You could be mad and say that in Achronim there's like no water, wine trapped inside. The Tanya Supreme wants to say that it's just getting the tam, it's not getting the mamish, the wine. Could be mad. You still have the shayla, it's the water itself. The water itself is inside of the with the Shmarim, L'chor you shouldn't be able to pour into such a massive. So that's whom you could tie now that Rashi is what you're saying. Rashi holds the Mashmoyis of the Gemara is on the Fayin Dalar Oman Aleph, the Maskanas of the Gemara according to Abaya, that Abaya holds you let it do a Maisa Briro, La Alter, even with the Napa Vikvara. Because the Gemara says, Ve'otanya, Rav Ashi says that you let it use a Konav, somebody that uses a Konav Tam, somebody that uses a Konav Tam Choy is Pasha. Correct Gemara, Ve'otanya Chayef. Rashi says, Ve'otanya, our price that we've been handling the entire Omid, the Fayin Dalar Oman Aleph, that we had five Shatim in. Says that you're chayim. Says Gemara, no, let's talk about a napa v'kvara. Napa v'kvara is a kli, and nevertheless, Rashi learns that the maskanas of Gemara, according to Abaya, as long as it's done the altar, it's mutter. Kum toes, according to Rashi, you're allowed to use a napa v'kvara to do a ma'isa brer la altar. Ebazeh, l'chor, you could say this is a ma'isa. This is a song about la altar. You put in the wine into the shmarm. You're using a napa v'kvara to do a ma'isa brer of la altar. And forget it. It's even the oichel mitzvah pselis pashtes. The water is coming out. L'chor, that's the oichel mitzvah pselis. And that would be mutter. The only problem is that it's very sussim. No one says that it's dachel alter. Mashmoy says that even when it's not alter, l'bay b'yim it's mutter. It's mashmas l'nanamay sabrir b'chol. L'chur is mevur that even l'achar z'man, it's not considered my sabrir. For what? Tanya z'chazanish. Really, he's mitzayin. Really, it's the Mishnah Berurah that brings it down, but he speaks it out. He speaks out l'chur, it's being misarif together with the shmarim. Zachti, you're right. It is being misarif with the shmarim. Afal gav damayim misarifim mishmarim v'chorizim mistaninim kiven denosan tlulim leslan bo. You put in, what did you pour in? You poured in clear water. And what's coming out? Also clear water. Clear water, the hand doesn't have shmarim inside. Mamela, it's not considered my sabir. Why not? Why not? Consider it a kosif? If it all starts good and ends good, then it doesn't make a difference what happens in between. Mashmoy says that it happened me'ela. It happened by itself. Skilu, you didn't do the my sabir. You just caused it. And causing a my sabir is mutter? Why is that mutter? L'chur, you were the germ for the my sabir. Kenzat of Pshat is that we don't look at it when the water is going through, is passing through. We never look at it as a ma'aseh. We never look at it as a terivus in the first place. Since the water is passing through the entire time, it was never nesarif. It was never that you had a massive where it was stationary. You never had a massive where you have water and shmarim that are sitting together. The drops of wine maybe were sitting together, but the water and the wine was never sitting together. It was always passing through. Mamela was the never be'esem terivus. Somebody takes a rock and he throws it through the window. So at the point that the rock breaks the window, so now that was Nasar in the window pane, and that it came out, it's only one. He has a bunch of rocks. He has a bunch of pebbles, and he throws it through the window, and he has 100 different things. The rock is Nasar at that second with the glass, and it's a Maita Brir when it comes out. Or we don't look at it as Bechal Tarevis Bechal. It's not Nasar. If the pieces of pebbles were sitting inside of the glass, and you pull those out, that would be a Maita Tarevis. But when it's on its way through, it was never Nesarev. We see one Maisa of it going from the beginning to the end. It was never stationary. It was never a Terevis B'chal. It was passing through the entire time. But mainly, we don't don it as a Terevis. The Inichanami, if it sits inside, then the Lechur is going to be a problem. Kokama that it sits inside, Kokama that the water stays inside with the, and it is Nesarev inside. What happens often with the British, okay, we'll get into that. Maisa. You have, or even where the water is mixed with the shmarm, then in a chanami, kokamo, that you cause the water to come out, then you have dana maisabir. It says, do we dana like a tarivis? You could say also, chavrus wanted a taina, that it's, you don't dana it as a kokol. You don't dana it as a kokol because we don't see that it's best. It all boils down to the same nekuda, that we don't dana it as a tarivis. Because besim right now it is a kokol. I can't drink it. Just since I don't dana it as a tarivis, then mamela there's no problem of brir. L'chura, that is also the reason why, says the Chazanish, he actually speaks it out in the same siman, Nun Gimel, but he says, L'chura, that's Pshanu Rav Papa also, Rav Papa, that he has, you let it pour out the wine, which is at the top of the barrel, which is not Nesarav and the Shmarim. They're both in the same barrel, but there's never a Tarevis. The only point of Tarevis is where the Pseilis meets the Oichel. That's one Nikud of Tarevis. Another Oichel of having Tarevis is where, another Tanai is that has to be that it's Be'etzim, you see it as Mu'ruv. Well, how many don't see it as Mu'ruv? Then the fact that it's touching together doesn't mean anything. If you have two pieces of, you have a piece of meat, you're not touching a piece of chicken. There's no Tarevis there. The fact that they're touching, there's no Tarevis. It's only where the liquid is touching the Shmarm, that the Shmarm Imam is going in the liquid, there we can done it as a Tarevis. This nekuda of how we done something, do we done as something as a terevis, not a terevis, is probably the most difficult nekuda of all of Lessons Burden. How halach lamaisa, how does it play out? Says the Trumas Adeshin, he has a tshuva in Nunzayin, Beis Hashem will see this week. He blives shver with this. He says, l'chur mitzvara, he gives a case, and he says, mitzvara, it's very hard. Hayu ma'oid kineged tzvara saliv. He says, to be considered a melech, terevis, when he says, lamaisa can't be made, because we're playing with fire, we're playing with a skila, he says. Amila Tadan, exactly where do we draw the line? There are things, many things that's pasha that it's not a terevis. And there are many things that are pasha that are a terevis. The question is the fine line in the middle. Where do we draw? How fine is the fine line? Or is the taka very thick? That was Tibayez Hashem. That's the first nakuda. That's the first shayla and the second shayla. L'chor, the next shayla of Ber, Neisne Beitza Musanena Shel Chardel, there Rashi says the reason why it's mutter is. The Gemara really says, "Tony Yaakov Garchol, Lefishein Oisim Esei El Legavon." When you're separating the yolk from the rest of the egg, the only reason why you're doing it, you're not planning on eating it. All you want to do is take the yellow of the yolk of the egg, and it should mix together with the chardel and cause the chardel to turn yellow. It should be tzriveya the chardel. They bring a rav mir into the avodah that you want to just. You're not planning on eating it. Memela, that's not considered. Says Rashi. Therefore, what? The yolk is yafa legavon v'lo yachal boin. Hilkach, idi v'idi yarechlu v'inkam beres p'seles me'echol. They're both considered oichel, and therefore there's no beres p'seles me'echol. What is that supposed to mean? Inkam beres p'seles. That was the rach. The rach says in that ayin dalar menalef that Yerushalmi says lehedion that if you have two oichelin and you want one oichel and you don't want the other oichel, then it's right to have beres p'seles me'echol. So then, all of a comes over here to Beta with Chelvain and Chelmain, since they're both Eichel, Rashi doesn't say that to Minecha. Since they're both Eichel, therefore it's not Shayat Breer. What's the Pshat? Bechor the Pshat is Rashi Lishitasei. Rashi Lishitasei, we said before, Rashi understood Shnei Mini Eichlin. Rashi was not Gur Shnei Mini Eichlin. Rashi held that it's not Shaykh to have, that the Melech of Breer is Taka, not Shaykh if you don't have Emes of Psalis. Shnei Mini Eichlin, you're not going to have a Maitha Breer, Bechlal. Aye, we asked. The Maisa, L'chor is very Gishmak if Rashi understands that it's a, oh, we'll see in a second. The Maisa Yerushalmi says not that way. L'chor, the Rach brought Uriah from Yerushalmi, that Yerushalmi says that it is Shai Breer by Shnei Mini Eichel. L'chor, Rashi says, in a Hanami, you're right that the Yerushalmi is Mavur that it is Shaykh, but L'chor, the Bavli is Mavur that it's not Shaykh. Why? Where's Mavur that it's not Shaykh? That's the fourth case that we talked about. The fourth case of Turd Adam Sachavis. Turd Adam Sachavis, Yeinu Vishmarel, Venezuela Sechem Shamaris Vishabis. You're allowed to shake up the barrel of wine and shmarim and put it through the mishameres. Why are you allowed to do that? L'chur ha'kokam that the guy is trying to be mishamer the yain. He's trying to take out the shmarim. That means he doesn't want it. So memela, even if it's ben agito, it's that most people drink it. Nevertheless, l'chur, you're being mevar. And at best case, you're right that people maybe drink it, but it's an oichel. You mevar oichel from oichel. L'chur, that should be awesome. The oichel that you don't want, according to the Rach, is pseilis. And Mamil, you wouldn't be able to mevar oichel from oichel. Tain is Rashi, says Rashi, the reason why it's mutter, Vein agita shonu shekola hayin es achurin, v'sheitzen esan b'shmareim, hilkach in kan tikkun, the belav hachim is tikkun. There's no tikkun. What do you mean there's no tikkun? Lamaisa, you don't want to drink the pseilis. You don't want to drink the shmarim. Why isn't that considered a tikkun? The Torah says, because it has a shem oichel. Kokama that it has a shem oichel, says Rashi, mevur in the Rishal, in the Bavli, not like the Yerushalmi. That if you have Shnei Mini Eichlin, you're right that at one I want to eat and one I don't want to eat. But Kokama that they're both totally edible, most people eat it. It's not that something which is not edible. Most people, everybody's Balav HaKimishnasi. If you don't have the Echelis to be Meshamrit, you drink it all together. It's Shnei Mini Eichlin. I mean, it's Mavur in the Bavli Lechura, not like the Yerushalmi. It's Mavur that even by Shnei Mini Eichlin, says Rashi, the reason it's not Shach Tavriru. What's the reason why it's not Shach Tavriru? Because Rashi learned like the Minchas Chinuch. Rashi learned that the Tzuras HaMalacha Breira is the Tikkun. Kokama that you weren't misakin because you don't have any Pseilis. I don't want to eat this food. Because you don't want to eat a food doesn't make it into Pseilis. Because your kids don't like green beans doesn't mean that it also turns into Pseilis. Because I want to save my red jelly beans for later doesn't mean that it turns into Pseilis. Kokama that it's an oichel be'etzem, then it's not going to have a shem tzelis. It's not going to have a shem tzelis, then it's not a tikkun. I don't want to eat it, mach nishtois. That's not enough of a tikkun. The fact that I'm being mevar, that which I don't want to eat from that which I do want to eat, that doesn't have a shem oichel. That doesn't have a shem tikkun. Varayla dover the prima godan that we brought down even. Even according to the rach. Even according to the rach that holds that it's an isser midaraisa, and you're going to be chayev skila for doing it. Nevertheless, b'di'evet is the prima godan, the kenzan doesn't have a shem of a tikkun. It's not considered a hani ma'isov. Because you were able to eat the entire thing beforehand. Rashi learns that that's enough of a reason to say that. That doesn't even pass on the Malacha Tchila. And the Rashi says, the Bavli says, not like Yerushalmi. Mavavli, it's Mavur, that the Malacha is the Tikkun. The Malacha is the Tikkun, Memela, that's only Dafk if you have Sirlis and Oichol Kokami of Shnimi Ni'oichlin, then in a Hanami, you're not going to have a Maitha Berry Bafal. The only question is, so what does the Rach do with this? The Bavli is not like Yerushalmi. So what does the Rach do with this tomorrow? So look at the Rambam. We know the Rach and the Rambam come from the same base measures. The Rambam learns the Gemara differently. The Rambam learns the Gemara of Tzerdan and Zachavis, Yenim Ishmarel. He says the reason why it's Mutta, the Ram brings it down. The Ram brings it down. The Ram Elder brings it down. Fisha Dain, Le Nifreshu Ashmar Min Ayain, Vechol Hayain Kuguf Echorim, Vein Bar Mishum Burger. Since it wasn't Nifrash, the Shmarim from the Yain, so Amelia's entire thing is Kuguf Echorim. And therefore, Ein Ka Mishum Burger. Why not? Ein Lechol Burger, Gotham Izeh. You have one massive mixture, it's one Guf Echod, that's a mixture of two things, and one you want and one you don't want, and you want to be mad for someone that you don't want and the one you do want. In the Chabar, Greer, Gedar Luzu. The Chorz B'Shad is that when he says Ki Guf Echod, he means to say that it's like grapes. A grape. We know that you're not allowed to be Seichel a grape, you're not allowed to squeeze a grape on Shabbos. What's the reason you're not allowed to squeeze a grape on Shabbos? Either because it's Chito, Mefarik, Tosh, something. But no one says that the reason why it's also is Alzberger. A totally edible grape. Something which is Berger, which you can't eat, maybe that it is. But no one says that you let, by squeezing a grape is the problem of Berger. I being mafresh the juice, the grape juice from the rest of the grape. Why isn't that a Meister Berger? The answer is because of Guf Echad. By Guf Echad, by Min Echad, it's not Shaykh a Meister Berger. The only time that the Rach said that a Shaykh have a Meister Berger is Dafka by Shnei Minim. Garcinon Shnei Mini Eichlin. Dafka by Shnei Mini Eichlin, then a Shaykh have a Meister Berger. Kokam that it's Guf Echod, it's Min Echod, then in Chanam it's not trying to have a Meister Berger. Memela, like the Rach says on Ayin Dalam and Aleph, Shnei Mini Echlin, so it's over here, he learns the Gemara like the Rambam, that Tered Adam is a Chavis, the reason why it's Mutter, is because it's only Guf Echod, it's not Shnei Minim, and by Min Echod it's not trying to have a Breath Psyllus Echichol. Why is it not Shaykh? That we'll see, Be'ez Hashem, in the coming week, I hope. But l'chur it's taka very shver. If the whole vart, the Rach says, why does something turn into pesalus if it's be'etzem eichel? Since you don't want to eat it, it turns into pesalus. So by one min, by big pieces of cake and small pieces of cake. And I don't want to eat the big pieces of cake now because I'm full from my sudo and I want to save for later on. I don't have so much to eat. So I want to take out the big pieces from the small pieces. L'chur, I don't want the big pieces. I can't eat the big pieces. Why doesn't it pass? Why does it now ainu chafitz by l'chur? It turns into pesalus. What's the difference? 1 min and 2 minim. L'chur, but if by 2 minim that which you don't want to eat turns into pesalus, then even by 1 min. But the chorus meduik in the Gemara says the Rach by shnei minim that it's dafka by shnei minim. The question is farvah, but it's meduik that's dafka by shnei minim, and that's found in the Gemara of Tered Adam Zechavis. Memela, you don't have a raya tain as a Rach that the Bavli goes connected to Yerushalmi, because in a Hanami it's all guf echad, it's only one min. Just one last thing that maybe we could say is totally in the same achleikas also, and that is. What's the maskanas of Gemara that find dalam minalas? Go back to Unzer Suyu. Find dalam minalas. The Gemara has 5 mahalchim in the Brisa. Tanur Rabbanan, Ber Vayichel, Ber Meniach, Vlo Yiver, Vibir Chayv Chata. We have Ula, we have Rav Chizda, we have Yosef, Rav Amnuno, and the maskanas of Gemara we have Abaya. Come along, Rabbi is masking. Shaper, come on, Achmini. The Pasha says we fast like Abaya. That what does it mean? Ber vayichol la alter, ber meniach la alter, leboy b'yom leiver v'bir chayim chata. What's lemaisa? How do we pass on lemaisa? Is that so? The Gemara will say to him, what's going to be with the nafa v'kfor? Are you allowed to use the nafa v'kfor la alter? We know that you're allowed to be mevar la alter. What? Dafke biyodei nafa v'kfor pseilas teichol shteinisht. Doesn't say b'klal. In Rashi, he comes down in Cheshbin. Taisus speaks this out. Lehedi in Rashi. Lechur, that's how it comes down in Cheshbin from Rashi. That the Maskana Sagamara, the Braisa is talking about Napa Vikfara. Veotanyo, that the Gemara says that Veotanyo Chayev. The Gemara says that's talking about Napa Vikfara. Rashi learns that Veotanyo is referring to our Braisa that we have the 5 Amorim trying to be Mefarish. That Abaya says that in the days Mutter Lauter. Kum Taisus that Napa Vikfara according to Rashi says Taisus, and this is how the place can go with us Rashi. that by Napa Vikvaro, it's mutter to be Mevar Lechatkino.
Laalter.
Not a problem.
What's the Pesach in Teichaychol?
I don't know that Rashi is Mitzayach to the Shaila. However, Lechur, the Pashtas of the Gemara is that Pesach in Teichaychol is also mutter. Why? What was the bias tainer on Rav Amnuna who was before him? What did Rav Amnuna say Pshad is? Berav Eichol, Eichol Mitzayf Stelis. Berav Meniach, Eichol Mitzayf Stelis. Pesach in Teichaychol Iver, Vimir Chayv Chatas. Frek Tabayo. Midi, Eichol Mitzayf Stelis Katoni. Shteinish. Doesn't say Eichol Mitzayf Stelis. Mela, according to Abaya, Zich, we're talking L'chol HaPachas, Ber, Pseilas and Teichaych. So it doesn't say Echem Dev Pseilas. So either we're talking about also Pseilas and Teichaych and Echem Dev Pseilas, both of them, or we're talking about only Pseilas and Teichaych. But Zich, we're also L'chol HaPachas talking about Pseilas and Teichaych. Ebazei, the Chorus Mefurish, according to Abaya, that Pseilas and Teichaych is going to be Mutter when it's La'alter. Chur, that's the Pashtas. According to Rashi, Kumtois, that Pseilas and Teichaych is Mutter, Napa Vikvar is Mutter, Kokama, that it's La'alter. It's not a problem. The Rach says Lahedi not that way. The Rach says the Maskanas HaGemara, the Gemara brings down after Abaya, the Gemara brings down Ravashi. Ravashi Basrohu and Mipasan like Ravashi, and Ravashi is Mavur that you're not allowed to be Mavar with an Apavikvara. Ravashi is Mavur that Ibid Abanar Tzatzu Rekan Vetamchoi. The only time that it's Mutter according to Ravashi is Dafka Biyadi. The next Gemara that brings down is Chizkiyo. The Gemara brings it down Stoma. Mashmoy says that we're not Sabi in Chizkiyo it's Mavur, Leim Akrasavar Chizkiyo, Oichem Tzef Shelev. Aser? Says the Gemara, no, we're talking about Pseilas and Teichaychol. And that's why it's Aser. Kum Tois, the Gemara says, Lahedi Bidat Tzitzkiyo, Pseilas and Teichaychol, Aser. So you wanted to know, what is Abaya talking about? I don't know what Abaya is talking about, but it's Mavur from Rav Ashi in Chizkiyo, says the Rach, that Abaya has to be talking about, Dafka a case where it's Burr, Oichem Yitay Pseilas, Miyad, Biyad. It has to be Dafka where it's without an Apak Farah, Kanav Tamchui, because according to Rav Ashi, that's Aser, that's what we paskin. And it has to be that it has to be Oichum Itaf Seles and Apseles and Echoichel, because Chizkiyah says Seles and Echoichel is Aser. Therefore, according to Abaya, you need three Tanoim. Even though Abaya was Seisim, and he says Dafka La'alter. It means La'alter when it's Biyodai, and it's La'alter when it's Oichum Itaf Seles. But if it's not, then it can be Chayim. In what Gita Machlekes? L'chur Rashi learns, like we said beforehand, that the by Shnei Mini Oichlein, it's not shy to have a Melechus Beru. Why? Dafka if you have Pseilis, then he can have Melechus Beru. The Melo Rashi says that the whole thing is telling why, because the Melechus Beru in the Mishkan is Dafka when you have Pseilis Deich Oichel. Kokama that you have Oichel Miteich Oichel, Lav Derech Beru. That's not the Derech Beru. The Melo Tainas Rashi, the same thing by La Alter. When it comes to La Alter, says the Bayo, what's the lesson of Rashi? Rashi is, what's the reason why it's Mutter? That's not the derech of burin. Kokam that it's not the derech of burin. It's not telling in shem achilo, not shem achilo. It's not the derech of burin. The derech of brira is to do it lachar zman. Memela kokam that it's la alter. Then in chanami, it's not a ma'isa of brira bchalal. Memela sim mutter benapek for it's mutter says nechaychom. Doesn't make a difference. It's not the derech of brira. The same way that Rashi holds that Oichum Yiteich Oichum is also not the Derech Abrirah. It's not because that it's a Maisa Achilah. It's a Derech Achilah. Even if you're taking the one that you're not going to be eat, nevertheless it's going to be Mutter according to Rashi by Shnei Mini Oichum. It's not totally in a Maisa Bechlil. Rashi throughout the Amid never mentions that it's Derech Achilah Bechlal. Rashi doesn't learn Tali in Derech Achilah, Tali in Derech Oichlin, Derech Burin or not. Kokama it's not Derech Burin, then it doesn't fall into Malach, it's going to be Mutter like Achilah. Memela, Kokama that it's La'alter, it's not Derech Burin, and therefore it's going to be Mutter. That's why Rashi holds that Oichel Miteich Oichel is also going to be Mutter. It's not Derech Burin. You don't have a Pseilus over here. It's not a Derech Burin. And Memela, it's going to be Mutter. Even to take the one you're not going to eat. It's not a Maisa Achila B'chlal. You're not telling us Maisa Achila. You could take the Oichel which you're not going to eat and take it out. It's not a Maisa Burin B'chlal. We don't have to dan it as a Maisa Achila. Love Derech Burin to take Oichel from Oichel. Rach, on the other hand, the Rach says, no. That the only time that it's Mutter, the Rach is very shver. The Rach says that the only time that it's mutter is Oichel Miteich Pseilas Miyad. Now let me ask you. If Oichel Miteich Pseilas L'Achar Zman is Aser according to the Rach, which it is, right? He's saying the only time that it's Aser is Dafka Miyad, L'Achar Zman is Techiv Skiru. That means Oichel Miteich Pseilas according to the Rach is the Melechus Ber. That is the Melechus Ber. Kumtois, that Oichel Miteich Pseilas is the same thing as Pseilas Miteich Oichel, because for both of them are Chayv Skiru. So how come when it comes to Miyad, when you do miyad, often there's a difference in Pseilas and Echem Dev Pseilas. If you're telling me that Echem Dev Pseilas lachar zman is skilo, that means that it's shach to have brira by Echem Dev Pseilas. Eba zeh, l'chura, it's the same thing as Pseil Seichel. So how come Miyad Pseil Seichel is Alter and Echidech Pseil is Motor? The Chor of the Pshad is, like the Ramban says, when you do Echidech Pseil is Miyad, then I done it as a Maisa Briru. I done it as a Maisa Achila. I don't done it as a Maisa Briru Bechlal. I done it as a Maisa Achila. It's not a Maisa Tikkun. It's not a Maisa of Briru Bechlal. It's a Maisa of Achila. However, if I'm taking the Pseil Seichel from Miyad, says the Ramban, you can't eat Pseil. So Mamila, I don't done it as a Maisa Achila. I done it as a Maisa of Tikkun Loitzer, he says. However, when you take the Eichel Dech Seilis, then I done as a Maisa Achila. Once I'm done as a Maisa Achila, then it's not Nidun as a Maisa Berir Bechlal. I look at it, I done it, I magdir it as a Maisa Achila, not as a Maisa Berir. Says the Rach HaShitosa, he holds that even by Shnei Mini Eichel, it's the same thing. The whole heter is dafka because I could done it as a Maisa Achila. Mamila, you have to take the one, even by Shnei Mini Eichel, you have to take the one that you're going to eat. If you're going to take the one that you're not going to eat, then I can't done it as a Maisa Berir Bechlal. I can't done it as a Maisa of Achila. Because you're taking the Pseilis, you're not taking the Eichel. Mamila, HaShitosa, he's done as a Rach. Then in Chalami, even by Eichel Mitzaych Eichel, like the Yerushalmi says, it's going to be Shaykh, a Maisa Berir Bechlal, and you're going to be Chayiv unless you take the one that you want to eat now. That's with regard to the sugya. 2 minutes with regard to El. Two small shadows. What's the void of El? And what does it mean, Anil Adoy Devidoy Dili? The Torah said at the beginning of Tavkuf Pei Aleph that the reason why I blow the Shefer is the Zecher for Moshe Rabbeinu. They went up to Har Sinai the second time, to get the Luchai Shnir. They blew the Shefer again another time to tell Klal Yisrael, Moshe went up now. Start counting the 40 days now. Don't mess up like you messed up last time. B'meila, Zecher, when did that happen? That was Rosh Chodesh El, says the Torah, Zecher for that, Tzkiyah Shefer, we blow the Shefer, Chazal and Mesaken to blow the Shefer, Rosh Chodesh El, and the rest of El, because it says that Yitzhak HaShefer Yir, V'on Le'ir Charodu, to be mastered on B'tshuva. Like the Torah of Rom, come to us that the Shefer that we're blowing to remind us of is a Shefer which was Mavasaros, the biggest Besura Teva. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meichalos, that we're getting Luchai Shnir, that we're going to get the Torah, that we're going to get Moshe's going up again, it's Yimei Rasen. Where does the Pachad come in? Yitzhak HaShefer Yir, V'on Le'ir Charodu. All of a sudden it comes into a pachad of Elul. Where Bechlal, we know, Yisrael Slantia says, that it used to be when they used to shry Elul, Shabbos Baruchim Elul, and we said, Tzitter, what's a Tzitter? What are you scared about? Fakir, Elul is the best day. Elul is the when Moshe Rabbeinu went up, that's the beginning of the day, so we got the Torah. Says Zeret Avram, what we're scared about, the pachad of Elul is the pachad of losing an opportunity. Klal Yisrael were given a second opportunity. They messed up the first time with the ego. They were given another opportunity. They were scared that they shouldn't mess up another time. Don't lose the opportunity that's given to you. That's what El is. El is an opportunity. Don't lose that opportunity. What's the opportunity of El? Ani l'doy divi doy divi. Kadosh Baruch Hu is close to us. Tachlis, what does that mean? Do I feel any different last week, 2 weeks ago from last week? I feel now that Kadosh Baruch Hu is close to me. I woke up on Rosh Chodesh El, and I feel, oh, taka, something is taka different. Those that came from back from being Azman to this month, so maybe in Echanami, you feel a little bit more holy because you're sitting down and learning a whole Seder. But the Etzim of the Kibbutz of Ribbono Shel Olam, I could pinpoint somewhere and say that this is where it is. Lulizim and Safino, I think there is a place that you can feel it. And that is when a person makes a chizik in a certain area. You make a chizik in a certain area, you make a chizik in something which during the year you have a lot of difficulty with. There's a special siyata d'shmaya during Elul. There's a special siyata d'shmaya. When you do the ani l'doydi, you're machazik yourself in a certain area, there's memeila ala doydi li. Memeila Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a siyata d'shmaya that you're not going to feel the rest of the year. You want to know where could I feel it? This is where you feel it. You make a chizik in a certain area, you'll have a siyata d'shmaya that you won't feel during the rest of the year. But a siyata d'shmaya that will be easier to overcome this area. Obviously, it has to be something which is in your bar park. It has to be something which we're talking about. It has to be something which... Yeah, I'm going to learn Shabbat. I'm going to show up at 9 o'clock. I'm not going to get up to 1:15. If during the year you only learn for an hour and 14 minutes during the Seder, then it's not in your ballpark. It has to be something which is in the chizik in the area. That's what. And I think that's the answer to the second question also. That's the avoid of Elul. The avoid of Elul is, that the chizik itself is the avoid of Elul. Being mechazik and showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm serious about it. I'm serious about Avodas Hashem. I'm serious about what I'm doing. And in Echanami, this is really the Tshuva itself. Chizuk is Tshuva itself. When you're Mechazik in an area, you're showing that, oh, I was derelict until now. There was something that was missing. There was something that I could do better. I feel bad that I didn't do it. I'm trying to do better, and I am doing better. Well, it's going to last, I don't know. The vayla I'm showing, I'm advising that I hold that it's something which is chashuv. I hold it's something that I should be doing better, and I'm trying to do it better. That's the nekuda of elul. That's the nekuda of chizuk. The chizuk is I heard a mashal, very nice mashal from a Biderman. Biderman says that the air conditioner is here. Baruch Hashem, we don't have to do it. But you go to shivlach and you want to turn the air conditioner. You put in 2 shekel, and the air conditioner goes for 15 minutes. At the end of the 15 minutes, if you want to put in a shekel, it's not going to go for 7.5 minutes. You need 2 shekel, and then it'll go 15 minutes. When it goes to the end, and it starts beeping, beep, 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 you can put in half a shekel. Put in half a shekel, and it keeps on going. You're able to get over that 15-minute hump, and it keeps on going. So it's the same thing with El. The whole year, we have till the end. Till the end, we have the El. Beep, 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 every day, we get the shofar, toot, toot, toot. We're getting the beep at the end of the year. When you're machazik, you give in another half a shekel. You show the chizik. Then in Echaram he's able to take over the Rosh Hashanah. Kokama that you're the end of the year is the same as it was up until now. Then in Echaram, you give Rosh Hashanah, you have to start again. You have to put in 2 shekel afterwards. As opposed to if you're mechazik, the chizik itself is able to take you out over the hump and through Elam. There was a motion to the Olim, put up a sign. They went to the Yeshiva to ask whether or not they should have Motzei Seder, the last 10 minutes of Seder. This is a nice nekuda for a chizuk. For the oilam, if the oilam wants to be those that are learning, fakir, you don't have to stop learning till 7 o'clock. Those that maybe would be leave, that they shouldn't be kloshena marinu rabasher bal yimas yilav echav kolavava. Somebody that leaves in the middle of seder, so then that's all turns into a little bit of a mass exodus and chavra chavra slay. And by the time it's 7 o'clock rolls around, you're 6:50 rolls around, you're missing half of the oilam. To have a chizik, maybe this is a big nekuda to have a chizik. Those that are interested, there will be a vat for about 8 minutes at the end of Seder in Yoni Musar Hashkafa. Those that want to continue learning, please, Matev Manoim. Those want to learn Musar Sefer by themselves, that's Be'ishur Rosh Yeshiva. And be Zoychet to be Mechazik to Elo, be Zoychet to Ksivas Nivatu.